football fans, welcome back to episode 9 of the Gronkcast, part of the Get More Sports Podcast Network. I'm your host, Chris Gronkowski, and I'm here with my co-host, Glenn Gronkowski, and today we're going to have a special treat for you all. We have the one and only Goon. Yes, that's his real name. Bobby Goon will be on the podcast today, the bodyguard, the utility man, the one and only Bobby Goons, who lives, has breathed with Rob G for the last 8 years.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks again for tuning in. Today on the Gronkcast, we are going to discuss our bulletproof picks, give you our BetDSI Capper Cup picks of the week, and as Chris said, we have Rob Goon here with us today who will be joining us at the end of the podcast. So instead of a fan question this week, we will be interviewing Bobby Goons for the best stories he's encountered. You won't want to miss this one because this guy has lived with our brother Rob for the last 8 years, and he has some stories that we will be sharing that even Chris and I haven't heard before. However, before we jump into the show, remember to join us at BetDSI.com to play along and compete against us or to take your own picks and make some extra money this week. Follow the links in our social media profiles or use code GRONK69 to join in on the action. Also, check out GetMoreSports.com for the latest betting information and up-to-date content on the NFL along with all other major sports. If you are enjoying our shows, make sure you subscribe and also remember we will be answering a fan question every week, so be sure to send some questions in to our social media profiles to be featured on the show.
Can you believe it's already week 5 of the NFL season? We're already on episode 9 of the Gronkcast. So today we're going to make up quick because we want to get to the good stuff. We want to get to Bobby Goons and some of these outrageous stories that he told us.
That's right. I'm excited for this one. This guy has stories for days. I mean, you could just listen to his stories forever. He always has good ones for us. But let's jump into our segments real quick. Let's jump into the bulletproof picks of the week. Going back to last week, you finally got your first win. Can you believe that? You finally on the board after week 4 with a W.
Thank you. You know, I actually put some research in last week, looked up Jacksonville. I knew they were going to come out strong coming off that, you know, kind of, it was an embarrassing loss to the Titans, and they jumped all over the Jets. It was one of those games where you pick and you have no doubt the whole game and they just smoke them, and that's what you call a bulletproof pick.
That's right. Those are the best wins. And actually, I thought I had that too with my bulletproof pick. I take Cleveland up 14 in the third quarter. And I was thinking the same thing where no worries at all. It's game over. Then all of a sudden, it's a tie game. And then they're losing actually to the Raiders. And then they're winning again. I mean, this game was up and down in the second half and it was crazy. But in the end, they actually should have won. They're up with about 3 minutes left. The Raiders are driving. And the Browns strip fumble the quarterback, and somehow the refs don't see the call at all. They blow it dead. The Browns are running for a touchdown with the ball to put the game away. And for some reason, it was never reviewed. Nothing ever happened, and I don't know what happened with that call. Still don't understand it. Was clearly a fumble. Wasn't even close. So then they get the ball back again, up 3, and they get a first down on the field, and they review it. And then it's overturned somehow, where once again, I thought it was clearly a first down. Instead of putting the game away for the second time, Raiders get the ball back. They drive down the field, and the Raiders actually cover by half a point after all of that. So that should have been a bulletproof pick. Fortunately, it wasn't. I mean, at the end of the day, it's how the score is at the end of the game. But, I mean, that's just, I think Las Vegas called on that game. I think more people had money on the Browns, so I think Vegas called on that one.
There was something going on that with that game because the stat line or the whole, you know, the first round, first overall pick quarterback has never won his first start, and everyone was just banking on that fact. And then, you know, that fumble was clearly a fumble. Social media has exploded about it. That video has been posted everywhere. It makes no sense how they didn't call that. So like you said, there had to be something going on in that game because that just did not make sense. I'm sorry, that's probably the bad beat of the week for your bulletproof pick.
That's very true. I mean, I still don't understand it. If maybe there's a whistle blew, but I don't even know what for. I mean, the quarterback was standing in the pocket and took a hit, so I'm not sure what happened with that. But let's jump in. Let's forget about that one. Let's forget about last week. We're both 1-3. We gotta start doing better with these picks, and I think this week might be the week that we go 2-0 and we get our picks right. So who you got for this week?
I got a bulletproof lock. Like I said last week, I put that work in. This week, I did the same thing, and this is what I got out of it. I am going with the Eagles, and this is why. The Eagles are playing the Vikings. The Eagles have the best run defense in the whole NFL, and the Vikings have the worst run offense in the entire NFL. So what does that mean? It means they're going to be playing a one-dimensional Vikings offense. They're going to be throwing the ball all game, and the Eagles know it. And I have not yet seen a team, besides maybe Aaron Rodgers pull it off, where they throw the ball the whole game and are able to win. So for that reason, my bulletproof pick of the week this week is the Eagles.
I like that one because the Eagles got a great secondary too. So if they can't run the ball, usually you can't pass the ball, especially against a great, great secondary. But I'm going to go with the Rams. -7 the line is right now. Open up at -7.5. So people are actually taking the Seahawks right now, but I'm liking the Rams at -7. The Seahawks are without Earl Thomas right now, and the Rams are the best offense. So the Seahawks without their best safety going against the number one offense in the league, who will probably put up too many points is what I'm guessing is going to happen. We'll put up too many points for the Seahawks pass offense to overcome. Seahawks have a pretty good run game, but I just can't see their pass offense making a comeback after they get down early in the game.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The Seahawks are the 28th rated offense for total offense in the NFL going against the number one offense in the NFL, and they don't have their safety, their captain on the defense. I'm all with you on that pick. That will be one of my Cappers Cup picks as well this week.
Let's jump into our prop shop brought to you by BetDSI. Remember, these are real lines. If you like these lines, if you think it's going to go one way or the other, make sure you get on BetDSI.com. Use promo code Gronk69 and make sure you go get your bets in and make some extra money this week. But this week's prop shop question, will Le'Veon Bell be traded by the November 1st trade deadline to a different team other than the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I hope he doesn't get traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know what I meant.
I'm saying yes. I can't see any way they bring him back in. They're trying to get rid of him. They're trying to get rid of him for a second-round pick, and what they want is also a good player with that. If he's traded, I think his best fit would be a team like the Jets, who are struggling to run the ball. They have a rookie quarterback, so they are able to afford a big salary like Le'Veon Bell. I'm saying I'm going with yes, -300, not great odds. And I have to take it because there's no way after this offseason, after everything that's went down, that the Steelers are bringing back Le'Veon.
I'm actually going to go opposite of you here. I'm going to say no. Lions at +240. So insane odds if he happens to not be traded. But he's coming back in 2 to 3 weeks, he already said. I think he said it was week 7, which is their bye week, or maybe it was week 8. But still, he'll be back in 2 to 3 weeks. Steelers know what they got. They know they have a great player. He's been causing problems, obviously, through this holdout, but he is such a good player that when he gets back on the field, people will forget what happened real quick. Once you start making plays in the NFL, it doesn't really matter. People will jump on your bandwagon right away again. They forget the pass real quick once you start scoring touchdowns and helping your team win. But also why I'm saying no is they wanted a second-round pick and what they said as a good player, like you just said, Chris. But I just don't think that is enough for Le'Veon Bell. This guy is not a good player. He is a great player. He goes out there week in and week out, and he makes plays that help them win games. Obviously, they have a good backup. Well, now he's a starter, but which would have been a backup running back who's also making plays. Obviously, the Steelers have a great offensive line, great offense with Ben Roethlisberger being there for a long time. So their offense is pretty good, but I think Le'Veon Bell would not be traded. He'll be back. He'll be making plays this year for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, and if you actually look at the stats, the Steelers are not running the ball very well. They're actually 6th overall in offensive and total offense, but they're rushing. They're actually ranked 28th in the league with John Connor. He had that great game, so everyone thinks that he's balling out, but they're averaging, 72 yards a game right now? you know for a fact that if Le'Veon was on that field, they would not be averaging 72 yards a game with that offense. So they're definitely struggling. You didn't see it week one, but you have seen it ever since then. They are dying to have Le'Veon back on that field.
It's James Conner, by the way, not John Conner. But
that's right. That was the fullback.
I also forgot to mention that Steelers only have one win, and it's going into week five. So they need a player that is going to get them back to winning football games again. And obviously, Le'Veon Bell is that player. So if he comes back and they're making and they're starting to win games again, there's no way he's being traded. But the trade deadline actually might be here before he even returns. So we might not be able to see that happen. But I still don't think he goes, especially with the record they have now. They know they need a player to come in there and help them win games in the second half of this season.
Yeah, absolutely. And they should be winning games. Like I said, they are number three overall in passing yards per game. And they're 28th overall in rushing. Just imagine if their run game was there. They would be all these games, these games would be wins. So they are feeling the pressure that Le'Veon's not there. So you could see that happen. I mean, you could see people make amends for a great player like that and kind of forget the past. So plus 240 might look pretty good right now.
So we're going to skip our fan question of the week. As we said, we got Bobby Goons here with us, going to be joining us soon. But before he joins us, we want to get our Capper Cup picks of the weekend. Right now, Chris, you went 1-for-5 last week, but you did get your bulletproof pick. You're currently at 7 wins out of 20, which you're struggling right now. Hope you put some better research into this week like you were just saying. Currently, I'm 10-for-20, 50%, so not doing too bad. But who would you have this week and why?
All right. Well, you know my bulletproof pick. So I'm taking the Eagles. Like I said, Vikings, one-dimensional offense. I'm going to join you with your bulletproof pick because when we put our minds together, I think we're undefeated. So I'm going to take your pick, your bulletproof pick as well. Go with the Rams, -7.5 against the Seahawks. Next, I'm going to go with the Redskins. I'm going to take the +6.5 points against the Saints. And this is why. They have the number three overall total defense, and they're getting points. They're only allowing 187 passing yards a game. I'm going to take the Redskins with this and hope that they play great defense against the Saints. Next, I'm going with the Broncos. The Broncos defense is killing it, and the Jets offense is struggling, and the Broncos are getting points in this game. That's shocking to me. I'm going with the Broncos all day on this one. That was going to be my next bull. I might have two bulletproof picks of the week. That would be my other bulletproof pick of the week. And lastly, I'm going to go with the Ravens. Number two in total defense, I'm taking the Ravens this week.
First of all, you're 1-for-3 on your bulletproof picks. There's no way you're going to go 2-0 this week, so I think you should just stick with one. But anyways, jumping into my picks, I'm going with the Rams, my bulletproof pick, as I said, and the Capper Cup line is actually -7.5, which is what it opened at. So they're going to have to win by two scores, but once again, against the Seahawks defense, without their star defensive player, I think Rams put up a high-scoring offensive game as they have been the whole year. My second pick is going to be Chiefs, -2.5, and really my reason for this is I just want to ride the hot streak right now with the Chiefs. They have Mahomes out there throwing left-handed to win games. I mean, he's doing everything to win games right now, and they look good, and they're coming off a short week since they just played on Monday night last week, which might be a struggle, but they are at home, they are hot, and people are believing in their quarterbacks in this team. But also, I think every year the Chiefs start off 6-0, 5-1, 7-1, or something, and then all of a sudden the second half of the year is where they always struggle. So it's still the first half of the season. I think the Chiefs stay hot going through the first half of the season, and I think they cover the spread of -2.5. My third pick is going to be the Titans, also favored by 3.5 against our Buffalo Bills. But right now, the Bills are losing by an average of 2 touchdowns, even with the blowout over Minnesota a couple weeks ago. And they're going against a 3-1 Titans team who has quietly been winning games, and no one's really been paying attention to them. But they've shown promise, especially going up against good opponents of Miami, the Eagles, and the Jaguars up through week 4. So I like this Titan team. I don't think anybody really knows much about them, but the Bills, I mean, 0 points last week. Offense still struggling. I think the only reason they really won against Minnesota is Minnesota, too many turnovers. And once they got down and they're losing to a team that really hasn't been that good this year, they just stopped believing in themselves. And I don't see the Titans doing that. So I think the Titans cover on the road, -3.5. My fourth pick is going to be the Falcons, underdogs by 3.5. And my reasoning is, last year they were the worst offensive red zone team, as I talked about on a previous episode. But in weeks 2 and 3, they were 11-for-11 in the red zone. So they've turned their struggle, they've made it positive. They've obviously been working a lot to score touchdowns, to put up points in the red zone. So last week, they didn't really do that. They didn't score much, but they also were playing the Jacksonville defense, who has been unbelievable, obviously, last year and this year. So I think the Falcons bounce back against the Steelers, who have been struggling big time, too much drama around them, talking about trades and everything. So I think the Falcons come in there and cover against the Steelers. And my last Capper Cup pick is the Packers, favored by 1.5. And simply, I took this pick because I just don't see Aaron Rodgers losing to a 1-3 Lions team. He's just too good. He's been dominating for far too long in this league. And really, that's my only reason. I just love Aaron Rodgers, what he does. And I think he comes out here against a 1-3 Lions team who hadn't showed much promise at all, except the Patriots. And, I mean, that's probably just because Patricia was there before and he knew how their offense worked and everything. But Lions not doing so well this year, and I think the Packers go on the road and win this game.
And now it's time for the real fan questions of the week. And I say fan question of the week because I felt like a fan of Bobby Goon listening to these unreal stories that I have actually never even heard before. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get to it. And here we go. We got another guest on the show. You all are going to love this one. Introducing Rob's wingman, the ultimate utility man, the guy who goes everywhere with the crew, the roommate, the right-hand man, don't mind his accent, coming straight out of Rhode Island, we got Bobby Goons on the podcast today.
That's right. I think you forgot to call him the administrator as well. I don't even think Rob could survive without you, Bobby Goons. You think that's true? I mean, say hi to everybody, Bobby Goons.
How you doing, everyone? How's everything going? How you doing, boys? Thanks for having me.
This guy, I think you even do his shopping for him every once in a while because he can't even leave the house without Bobby Goons by himself.
He likes doing his own stuff, but, you know, sometimes you just have to go and take care of business. You know how it is. Got to get things done.
So let's start with it. How did you meet Rob? How did you become this utility man, that, you know, right-hand man? Can't leave the house without Bobby Goons by your side. I mean, how did the story come about, and how did you and Rob become boys?
Well, to start off with, you know, back when I was in prison, me and Rob were pen pals. No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. Well, starting off with my cousin, became really good friends with Rob, and they said they were having this house party, and I got invited over, and I knew a couple other guys from the team back in the day, and first time meeting Rob, and go over the house, and he was having this big raging party, but there was a lot of knuckleheads there doing a lot of stupid shit. So I took it upon myself, being a sober one, to start throwing people out. And then Rob was like, I need you to stay here. And for some reason, ever since then, you're going back, you know, 7-8 years ago, I'm still here.
How many people have you thrown out since then?
Oh, I could write a book. I mean,
I actually think he tried throwing me out of the first party because we didn't know each other at the time.
Yeah, or because you put a wall in his wall.
A hole in the wall.
A hole in the wall, sorry.
Now, that one came in a later party, but yeah. I actually think I remember the first party you were at when you're throwing people out. I don't think we formally met yet. I think I was one of those knuckleheads that almost got tossed out of the club. Rob had to come up and let you know. But yeah, man, incredible. That I still remember that story to this day. And then later on came, you know, the story where my head went through the wall and you had to patch it up.
But I was too happy about that.
It's still, actually, we're going to take a picture of it and post it because the hole is actually still, the hole's not there, but the plaster is. It hasn't been painted over yet. See? So we'll get a picture of that for just to show you what the action was like at one of these parties.
I mean, you got thrown through the wall, didn't you? Or did you do that all by yourself?
Well, I actually was lining up against an imaginary lineman.
Yep.
And
can I tell this story? I'm going to tell this story. Yeah. So Rob and his brothers think it's funny to bust Goon's balls. I don't know if I can say that, but yeah, he likes to bust my chops. So they come up with these real crazy, ridiculous ideas. And one day I heard a bunch of commotion downstairs in the basement, and I seen Chris with a helmet on and his head stuck in a wall. And I'm like, you know, I can't believe they're doing this. One of those deals. And then, you know, after I yell and scream and tell them to cut the shit like, you know, like any adult does, 20 minutes later, I come back downstairs and Chris is on the other side of the wall serving beers through the hole.
Wow.
I was, too. I still remember it. Yep. I got some pictures, too, with my head through it. I was chugging some beers through it. Yep. I was partying through the wall is what I was doing. Yeah, it was all good until the next day when you got to repair it. Yeah. And it's not as funny. Well, you think you were pretty mad at me about that one.
Yeah. Well, Rob, you guys come up with some real good ideas. One night at about 2 a.m., I hear Rob yelling down to you in the yard. I hear the four-wheeler start up, and I'm like, what is going on outside at 2 a.m.? And I look outside, and I hear, do it. I'll give you $500. I'll give you $500. Drive through the fence. Goon will be so pissed. And I would flip my shit. Yeah. And that's the type of stuff that I have to deal with five kids and, well, six counting your dad. So, yeah.
Yeah, at least I wasn't stupid enough to drive the four-wheeler through the fence, though.
No.
I remember that one. I think he even told us to do that one at around 1 p.m. in the afternoon. I think he just loves giving you extra work to do.
He does. He loves it.
Hey, he makes you work to get that utility man title, that's for sure. I mean, you're fixing literally everything in the house. Walls, four-wheelers, fences, gates. I mean, everything you could imagine, I think you've fixed at some point throughout your career as a utility man.
Oh, absolutely. I've done it. It's crazy.
So you've seen some crazy things. You've flown with Rob, you know, crazy places. You've done it all. But what is the craziest thing that you've ever seen a fan do to get an autograph from Rob?
Oh, jeez. Oh, where do I start? Well, I'll tell you, one of the craziest things I ever seen a fan do. Well, first, I could start with this one. One of those house parties. We'll go back to the house parties. I had a girl sneak upstairs in Rob's room and had no idea what she was doing. And I noticed that she was holding something. And I look over and I'm like, what are you doing? And she looks at me. She's like, innocent face. I'm not doing anything. I'm like, what do you got in your hand? She was actually stealing Rob's dirty underwear.
What?
Yeah. That was a priceless moment.
I've never heard that story before. Yeah,
I have not heard that one either.
Yeah.
What was she going to do with it?
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. That was the craziest thing I think I ever
seen. Usually it's the other way around.
Yeah. Right? priceless. But to get on that, to get an autograph, the craziest thing I ever seen a fan do, we went away to Barcelona, and which was the craziest place we ever been to. It was really nice, beautiful, beautiful area, Barcelona, Spain. And we had a fan that was wearing Rob's jersey in a nightclub. Except we were up two floors.
This is in Barcelona, too.
In Barcelona, this kid was wearing he didn't speak a word of English, but I couldn't understand what he was saying. And Rob was like pointing him out and said, look at this kid, he's wearing my jersey, not knowing we were even going to be there because we weren't announced. This kid scaled the side of the wall to get an autograph.
Two tiers up.
He climbed up like he was Spider-Man. And then Rob took a pit. Rob was like, oh, I mean, we had this kid. We were chanting for this kid because we never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I was there for that one. That was incredible.
It was the most outrageous thing ever.
What was he using to grab the wall?
Who knows? I think him being wasted power was what he was using.
So he just had beer muscles. He was doing whatever he could to stick to the wall.
I actually thought he was Spider-Man. I mean, I never seen anybody scale a wall.
And he made it up?
He made it up.
Yeah, I think we went up about 30 stairs to get up that high. And somehow he climbed it.
Yeah.
On the side of a nightclub.
The best part about that is Rob had no idea what the kid was saying to him. But Rob knew that he wanted an autograph, so it worked out well.
Yeah, we were all chanting.
He ended up getting it.
He was very excited.
Oh, he did for sure. I think he actually stayed and drank a little with us that night.
He better have for that.
It was so awesome.
Yeah. And you guys had no clue what he was saying the whole time.
No idea. Not a clue.
What a great story.
Great fans around the world.
How have I not heard these?
Oh,
Yeah, that's insane that you could show up in a nightclub in another country overseas, unannounced, no one even knows you're there, and they're rocking the 87 jersey in the club on top of it.
Right. The best part was we went there because Rob wanted to get away and relax a little bit. And we go there, and all his fans are still there in the same nightclub that we're at. And we're like, this is hilarious.
That's insane. I mean, you don't even realize that anyone overseas even watches the NFL. So when you go over there and you notice that and you see people rocking a jersey, you know, hundreds of miles away over the seas, that's incredible, man. That's some power right there. That's some serious fan power.
It was unbelievable. The people there were so kind and so nice. We even got invited to as they call football, a soccer game here. We got invited, and you know, we were able to go on their field, which is a real big deal. We got to go on their field. Rob got to play goalie with
Messi,
which is one of the craziest things. That, you know, everybody I tell this is like, no, that can't be possible. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
And that's really one of the biggest names in the world for any sport, in soccer especially, is just. I mean, that's hundreds of millions of followers that he has. So that's a huge honor. Yeah, it's like going on the field there isn't like the NFL. You don't get to go on the field. So that's amazing.
It's like you got to be like royalty pretty much to be on the field. And for us to be invited on the field was a
So Bobby Goons is royalty now.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go back to that guy climbing the wall. I mean, Bobby Goons, are you sure that he wasn't climbing the wall to get your autograph? You've been in all these movies in the past. I mean, what's your favorite movie? And, I mean, you even got more big things coming out soon. You're going to be in Boss Level. You and Rob have a cameo in Boss Level. Going to be a big movie coming out. Can you talk about what's coming up a little bit, what you've done in your past? I mean, you've been out in Los Angeles filming all these movies recently.
Yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity, and I kind of fell into it. You know, I'm not a big acting type guy. But, you know, being in L.A. and, is you know, different clientele and how I talk, I guess I talk a little different. They kind of like that. So I got to do a couple of different movies. Got to do some gangster movies. Got to do even a Western with Trace Atkins. Got to do that. Unfortunately, I couldn't speak a line because I can't talk, you know, Southern. But I played the town drunk, which was really cool. yeah, Boss Level is going to be a really good movie. We got Mel Gibson, Frank Grillo. I get to do a little cameo with Ken John, real great guy. Dr. John is an awesome guy. Rob's got a great cameo in it. It's up and coming movie. I'd probably say I'm not sure when it's coming out. Probably takes about a year or 6 months to a year. But I'm looking forward to seeing that movie.
Yeah, this is a big budget movie. This is the one where Rob was ripping the machine gun, right?
Yeah, Rob was handling a Tommy gun like it was a toy. He was not a Tommy gun. I'm sorry, a minigun. This thing was like shoots 5,000 rounds. It's like crazy, you know, crazy artillery gun. That's military grade type of machinery. Yeah, it was quite a action packed movie. I mean, as they were making it, it was very very you know action. I mean, it was explosions. I mean, it was crazy. There's going to be a lot of excitement.
Is this going to be the biggest budget movie that you've been in so far? Do you think this will be the best one?
Yeah, I think this is going to be the best one. I mean, we had our shares of movies that were, you know, not so good. But, you know, you start from the bottom. You know, you start from the bottom. You do your little cameos here and there. And I never expected ever to be in anything. You know, I'm grateful just to be in a you know, big movie like this and have little cameos in big movies, which is, you know, you got to be grateful for that stuff.
Absolutely. So, we've seen Rob in Entourage as well. I think this one will beat his cameo for sure. I'm excited to see it. It looks like a great movie. Out of all these movies, celebrities that you've met, who do you think is your favorite celebrity you met? I'll tell my story as well and tell you kind of what I think is. But who, I mean, we see you on the Instagram all the time, just with different actors all over the place. Who's the coolest person that you've met so far throughout your acting career?
You know, one of the things is I'm a humble person. And then to meet another humble person that's very, very wealthy and what they do in their career and having someone that's so way up there and they talk to you like a normal person, I would have to say, out of all the people I've met, there's a lot of good people out there. And it's hard to pick like one individual, but I would say Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne Johnson was probably the nicest down-to-earth person I ever met. Him and Rob clicked really good. And, you know, I was one of those guys that, you know, you don't want to interact with people that, because you don't want to bother them in the middle of their work. So I would stand in the corner kind of like, and then he came out of like nowhere and he was yelling, "Goon, goon, get over here. I want your input on something." He was just one of those guys that, you know, involved you in stuff so you didn't feel left out. Or, you know, he was just a real great guy.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'm jealous that you got to meet The Rock too, man. I was, when you guys told me you're going to meet The Rock, man, I wish I was there. He is the man, definitely inspirational. I follow him as well. Love seeing all his stuff that he posts. I think my favorite actor that I met was Shooter McGavin from, Happy Gilmore.
Wow.
You've met him too, right, Goon?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
It's just,
I'm jealous of that one.
Yeah, because you watch the movie, such a great character, and then you meet him in person, you party with him, have a couple drinks. I mean, it was awesome. It was an awesome experience for me, but I'll definitely got to put it Shooter McGavin for me.
Yeah, Shooter McGavin.
You met Adam Sandler too, didn't you?
Yeah, I met him a couple of times actually. He's a local guy. I think he's from either Maine or New Hampshire. He's a great guy. Great, he's a family man, down to earth. He's another guy that's very humble. You know, doesn't let the power go to his head, which usually it happens with a lot of movie stars and you know people that are in you know popular areas that in their life. You know, people like him and Dwayne and, you know, I can name a ton of people that are movie stars that I've met and very down to earth. If you treat them like normal people, they're going to treat you like normal people, you know, then they're just great people.
Yeah, I think that's a stereotype athletes get as well. Yeah, even with Rob, I'm sure you probably see the same thing. People think that, oh, he's completely different. He's not human, really.
Yeah.
And then they get to meet him and they say, wow, I can't believe you know, how down to earth these guys are, even though they are so famous. So definitely a great point of view on everyone.
One of the things I could say about Rob that a lot of people don't know, this is something that you don't know about Rob. Rob is a very generous, kind-hearted kid, which I'm sure you guys know. You guys are the same way. You know, it runs in the family. One thing that a lot of people don't know is that Rob doesn't like being touched. So so when it comes to, there's this one thing that guys like to do, and Rob being 6'6", 6'7", you know, 270 pounds, guys walk over to him and they slap him in the back. So, you know, it's very unfortunate that someone like, you know, people ruin it for everybody else. So Rob doesn't want to be around people just for that reason. He can walk in a market, some random person grabs him, you know, and they have to look at it from his point of view. You know, would you want some stranger walking up to you and slapping you in the back? I mean, so that's how you're going to look at it. So anybody that's listening today, you know, if you see Rob, wave to him, say what's up. Don't touch him. He doesn't like it.
Or else you might get thrown out by Bobby Goon.
That's right.
I think another cool story is, you know, you've been featured as, you know, the party bus guy. I mean, you've been shown on local TV rocking the Gronk bus to the games. The progression of the Gronk bus has just been incredible. Started off, you know, just as his bus to pick us up from the airport and bring the crew around. And the next thing you know, it has its own Twitter handle, its own Instagram. It's all the way in L.A. Can you go over the Super Bowl story of the original Gronk bus and how it came to be?
You know, the Gronk bus started off as, like you just said, it was a transport vehicle. You know, you, as everybody knows, all the brothers are quite large kids. And, you know, you come in for a game, there's 5, 6, 7 guys. It was very hard to go back and forth to the airport. And so Rob says, you know what, let's get like a shuttle bus or something and you know, so it make it easier for us. So I flew out to Long Island, found a old van, little bus, and drove it back. And I decided to rip it all apart. And Rob was like, hey, it'd be cool if we put like a bench seat in, some lights, mirror, TV, this, that, and the other. And so the bus went from being like a regular bus to like a party bus. It's known as the Gronk Party Bus. And then it got so popular. I mean, it wasn't, you know, like a huge thing. It was like any other vehicle. But they wanted me to drive it to Arizona for the Super Bowl. So I said, the heck with it. You know, I'm going to jump in it. Let's drive. So I made a road trip out of it, drove it down there. And then, you know, after they won the Super Bowl, Jimmy Kimmel wanted it. So then we drove to L.A. I drove it to L.A. for Jimmy Kimmel, where it after that, I said, I'm flying home and I'm not driving. And we left it there at a friend's house for about 3 months where it collected tickets over and over and over again. Because in Hollywood Hills, you can't have an oversized vehicle, and they consider that an oversized vehicle. So, you know, a couple thousand dollars later, we had no choice but either to bring it home or ship it home. And I ended up flying out and driving it back, which was miserable. But we got it home, and then that was it. That was the end of the story. That was the last road trip it ever took. And we moved on and ended up getting two bigger buses that were very successful. And you know, you can rent them. And we have our own little personal vehicles now, which is great. But yeah, that's the story behind the Gronk bus.
Yeah, incredible. Really just took off. Everyone wanted to party in it. We came back. We made a bigger bus, made it available to the public as well. But for some reason, our brother Gord always ends up in it. I think he's rented it the most out of everyone.
Oh, we got a nickname for Gord. His name's Hurricane Gord. He comes in, destroys, and then leaves. That's Hurricane Gord. So whenever you get the bus, you know something's going to break. So
you actually got rid of the original bus with all those stories in it, and you got the Sprinter bus now. You guys upgraded to that.
We upgraded to that. You know, it's a lot easier, you know, driving to New York City or driving to Boston. You know, I drive that bus like it's a Corolla because it's much smaller. It's a 7-passenger, it's decked out. You know, it's very comfortable for Rob for his size. You know, on the inside of it's 6'5", 6'4". So it's got a lot of room in it where you can stretch and stuff. And it's just a perfect size vehicle for us. Easy to drive around, you know, and, you know, it's even better because I don't have to pick up Gord because I don't have to worry about breaking anything, you know, him jumping, destroying it. You know, it's limited seating, so.
I like it. So let's finish this up. Let's wrap this up. It's been interesting so far. Appreciate you coming on the show, Bobby Goons. Great stories. Those are a couple stories that I've never even heard before.
Yeah, me neither. Those were some good ones.
So I'm sitting here like, this is awesome. We need to keep going.
Well, I'm sure Goon has stories for days that he can tell us.
Yeah, we can't.
But what's the plan for after, when the career's, Rob's NFL career is over? What's the plan for Bobby Goons going forward after the NFL career is done with?
You know, eventually, I'm at that age where I want to settle down and have a family. But, you know, it's... You really don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to take whatever's thrown at me. But, you know, in Rob's case, I think when Rob retires, he has a future in acting. You know, he's learning now. He's learned all the bases. And he's getting better and better as he goes. You know, it's like anything else. The more you do, the better you get. And I think he's going to be, you know, he'll be beside Dwayne Johnson, you know, doing movies and, you know, all these, a lot of, you know, big celebrities that like him because he's a well-likable kid and he's a funny kid. So, you know, don't laugh if you ever see him on Comedy Central or, you know, something like that. And, you know, if I have the opportunity to join him in some things and do something, I'll be right beside him.
You'll be there for sure, Goon.
Do you think you're going to are you going to be able to have a family? It sounds like you might be needed even more after.
Well, do you think,
will he let you do that? It's a real question.
I mean, he's going to have a family of his own sooner or later as well. But, you know, I look at it as, you know, this is a life experience for me, and I'm very grateful for it. You know, I already have 5 kids, and like I said, one counting your dad, you know, I mean, one more counting your dad, so it's actually 6, depending. You know, you never know. You just take it day by day, and you know, you be humble about it, and just live life while you can.
Bobby Goons, we got to thank you for keeping us out of trouble. I know a couple times, maybe in Vegas, I'm not sure, that you definitely kept us safe. You watch out for us. We greatly appreciate it. You've been there for us since day one, throwing people out of the club, making sure everything goes right. No one gets in trouble. Everyone stays safe. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Make sure you come back. We're pumped for the movie. Excited to watch it. We're excited to see what Bobby Goons does in the future. Make sure you follow him on Instagram as well. What is the handle?
It's Goon_356.
At Goon_356.
And he's verified, so make sure you get that one. He loves being verified. Make sure you hit him up. He'll answer all your messages, so make sure you hit him up.
Loves to live stream as well. Last time I saw him on there, he was taking, you know, a couple shots with some people in the crowd, so it was cool, man. Bobby Goons got it going on. Make sure you hit him up. Make sure you follow him. Make sure you watch for what's coming next with Bobby Goons.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
That wraps up this edition of the Gronkcast. Thanks again to Bobby Goons for joining us on this episode and sharing his stories with us. And thanks to everyone for joining us. Don't forget to head over to betdsi.com, play some bets, and make some extra cash this week. Take our picks or take your own, but be sure to follow the links in our profiles and use code GRONK69 to get a 100% sign-up bonus. We'll also be having more guest appearances on the next couple episodes, so make sure you tune in to find out who it is. Thanks again for joining us on the GRONKcast, and remember to subscribe to get weekly reminders of when our podcast is posted, and also ask us questions on Twitter and Instagram to be featured on future shows. That's it for now, and we'll see you next week. The GRONKcast is brought to you by GetMoreSports.com and IceShaker. So visit GetMoreSports.com after the show for more NFL insight, analysis, picks, and podcasts from us. Also, check out the links below for more information on IceShaker, the double-walled, vacuum-insulated, sweat-free, kitchen-grade, stainless steel best shaker bottle on the market.
We also want to thank BetDSI.com for sponsoring the show. BetDSI is the world's top sportsbook and has been online for more than 20 years. It's free to sign up. And if you want to start betting with real cash, BetDSI accepts credit card deposits. Follow the links on our podcast page and use promo code GRONK69 when signing up at BetDSI.com. This promo code gives you 100% bonus on your deposit up to the first $500. So head to BetDSI.com and make a few bets on our picks or pick your own. And remember to use code GRONK69 when you sign up.